Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we've got John Hancock, who is in studio with us. And Friday, John, you told us a story about a family friend. And for people who did not get a chance to hear that story, we know you have an update on it, some more information to tell us. But give people a quick version of what exactly is going on right now with a family friend of yours.
So the friendship is four generations. I met a guy 30-some years ago who owned a small business in town. I didn't know him. But he was a friend of a friend, and I was running for office, and he threw a fundraiser for me at his house. And through the course of knowing him, he had a son that was in my church. And so I got to know his son and his wife, and we were roughly the same age. He had a son that was my son's age that went through school together. And he had a daughter. His youngest child was the same age as my daughter, youngest child. And so from pre-kindergarten through grade school and middle school and high school, they were great friends. In fact, when my daughter turned 16, Georgianne took this friend and my daughter to Disney World as a surprise for their 16th birthday. And so, I mean, we're close.
Yeah.
She ended up getting married and my daughter got married and they both had a child 3 years ago. And those two girls have dance class together every Saturday. So this is a close relationship. This woman, and I'm not going to name names, but she went through college at St. Louis U, and while she was getting her, she's a nutritionist, while she was getting her degree, she worked at a restaurant. And the cook at the restaurant and she fell in love. And they got married and started a family, bought a house. They have a mortgage, and they're raising their now two children. Their youngest is the same age as my youngest. I mean, this is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And so a week ago Thursday, this man was going to work, was followed from his driveway to his place of employment, and when he got out of his car, he was arrested by ICE and taken to a jail in St. Genevieve, Missouri. Apparently, they had gone through the process. I heard you guys in the 9 o'clock hour kind of recap this, but they had spent $15,000 on a lawyer who told them he's legal. Got a Social Security card, got a driver's license, thought that was all on the up and up. Turns out the law firm in Houston were giving out, I don't know exactly how, but it was fraudulent what they were doing. And they apparently had done it to a whole lot of people. And so when the feds busted the law firm for fraud, this man's file was in their you know, office. And I think, and we're not sure, but we think that's the basis upon which he was arrested. He had legal counsel here attempting to get a hearing, to get before a judge and plead his case. The lawyers went down to St. Genevieve to see him last week and were told when they arrived that he was removed after midnight and taken somewhere else. He's in a prison, I believe, in Springfield, Missouri now, with three very hardened criminals in his cell. Fearful. This is a good kid. And he's 33 years old. And he's going to be deported. No hearing. And I haven't gotten the most recent update, but you know, he's going to have to sign his deportation orders. He's going to have to sign so that his youngest child, who doesn't have a passport, can get a pick, because you need both parents' signatures. And this young woman is going to have to, you know, break that news if she hasn't already. And then from there, he'll be sent to a deportation center. And these are the facilities all over the country that you've probably heard of, where they won't allow members of Congress to even come in and inspect the conditions. And ICE has basically told us nothing. When the lawyer went to St. Genevieve, it's a state prison there, the prison leaders, all they knew is that they took him. They didn't know where. ICE didn't tell them anything. They just took him. And so where we are now is he will, I assume, be sent to a deportation facility. And from there, they can send him anywhere. You know, they could send him to I don't think, and I pray not. I mean, they could send him to that El Salvador prison, work prison. They could. He has family in Mexico. And, you know, our prayer right now is that that's where he is sent. And I think at some point, you know, think about this. He's a breadwinner. He's got a mortgage. He's paid into Social Security. He's now got a wife whose husband can't return to this country, probably ever. And, you know, they've got house. There's a lot for them to square away.
How is she? Now, she's the breadwinner. She's the mother. She's got an 8-month-old, three-year-old.
Yeah.
She's lost.
And the three-year-old.
Her husband?
Yeah. Three-year-old wants to know where daddy is. You know, what do you tell a three-year-old in a circumstance? I mean, it's heartbreaking. And it's, you know, I'm very slow to anger. Just that's my disposition, mm-hmm. You know. But I'm very angry. This is not America, you know. And folks that think this is okay, it's not. When you look at people and their race or their ethnicity is more important than their humanity, then something's wrong. This is a guy doing the best he can.
It's cruel.
It's very cruel.
It's calloused. It's merciless. It's inhumane.
And for what point?
And I will say, there are very, very few times that I would use the word that I am ashamed of what our country is doing. Or, you know, it's beyond embarrassed. This is shameful.
Yeah.
This is shameful.
Yeah.
And this is what this administration wanted to do, and they said they were going to do it, and they're doing it. But although they did tell us they were going to go after the worst of the worst,
and hey,
this
I'm
is not
all for,
one of those people.
If you're here illegally and you're out there committing crimes, and I'm all for that. Deporting folks like that, and every administration in this country has done that. You know, whether it's the Bush administrations, Clinton. Certainly Obama. Obama deported more people than any president in American. Well, Eisenhower might have him beat. But, I mean, that's not new, deporting criminal, illegal aliens in this country.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's new is sending masked troops onto the streets of American cities and abducting people. This guy, this husband of this friend of ours, one of the people in the St. Genevieve jail, he knew, and he was arrested while at a gas station filling up his car, and the ICE agents came up to him, asked for his papers, and took him away.
This is like what you hear about in China. This is like KGB.
Yes.
That it's people exactly in unmarked cars,
yep,
wearing masks are literally abducting people,
yeah,
in at gas stations. We talked about the man from Staunton,
yep,
and John watching
and
on YouTube.
He's in the St. Genevieve facility. That's where he was.
Yep, yep. He is a restaurant
probably
owner.
Not there now.
Yep.
A restaurant owner. He dropped his child off at school. These cowardly ICE agents followed him, picked him up, arrested him, abducted him after he dropped his kid off at school. John, who's watching on YouTube, says 500 people gathered in downtown Staunton. I had read 300.
I think it was close to three, but
yeah,
still, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Staunton's not very big. You're talking about less than 5,000 people who live there.
And his Ishmael Sandoval, and he says the local restaurateur who was abducted by the administration's Stasi gone goons last week. As a small businessman, this is John speaking, John on YouTube, not John Hancock. Mr. Sandoval has done far more to support his community than 99.9% of those whose attitude is just ship him out. Like,
that is no question about it.
He's just saying,
absolutely
this,
true.
This man has contributed to his community. He's a restaurant owner, and they're abducting them.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm intimately familiar with the situation that my family knows of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, there are hundreds, if not thousands.
Yep.
Of people across the country that fit this exact same criteria.
We saw the numbers from, was it Syracuse University who looked at this, and it was something like 70-71% of people who have been detained by ICE have zero criminal record. Zero.
Yep.
When we were promised worst of the worst. Going to get the worst of the worst, which we do not disagree with. Nobody disagrees with taking the worst of the worst and removing them.
Yes, the worst of the worst.
People who own restaurants, mm-hmm, who take their kids to school, who are landscapers, or they're working somewhere else. You know, they're contributing to society. That's not who we should be sending out of the country. It's just this is an incompetent administration, or they're cruel. It's one of the two, and it might be both.
Oh, I think it's both. And let me say this, because John, I think you brought this up Friday about the border being secure.
Yeah,
there is a difference between secure in the border and not letting anyone in, because they say, oh, well, once they cross the border illegally, you know, that's a crime. Okay, the border's secure. You know, we're keeping
now.
People out now.
Yep.
We're keeping people out until they can go through the due processes, the appropriate processes. But in the meantime, the people who are here, you do need to be more, methodical. You got to have due process. You got to say, okay, the worst of the worst, yes, get them out. The goal here was not to just take everybody without, you know, just indiscriminately grabbing husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and business owners and teachers and saying, too bad, you are collateral damage.
Well, we had a texter who said that last week, which is it's a vile thought.
It's destroying lives and families. And there's no point to it. And it actually, in my opinion, damages our country. America, for its history, certainly its recent history, has been a destination for the world. The world had wanted to come to, if there's some way we could make it to America, that's our hope. That's our dream. We were unique. We were a shining city on a hill. We're not anymore. And one of the reasons that the border is more secure now is that people don't want to come here. And that's not helpful for America.
Nope.
You know, when folks want to come here and build a life for themselves and engage in a free economy, in a free country, that helps the country.
Well,
it builds a country.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's not just people who are, you know, doing the manual labor jobs, the restaurant jobs, construction jobs, which we need. We need all of these people.
Who's putting the roofs on the buildings in North St. Louis now? They all got carted off.
That's right. And it's not just that, but it is people coming from somewhere else who go to school here, who want to go to a college here, so that they can end up being doctors or whatever else.
Millions of them in this country.
Enrollment for foreign students wanting to go to U.S. colleges is down dramatically, too. That is a terrible side effect of this.
What's happened to the tourism industry? I look at Las Vegas.
This is such a bad policy.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's sad and I'm angry.
John Hancock is with us. It's Chris and Amy. Got another segment to go with John. We appreciate you and your thoughts as well. 314-436-7900. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
clothes.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.